Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1293, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's show, we'll hear from Clarence Todd, Go Cuckoo, Test Our Hearing, We'll Button Things Up, and in the final segment, the show's just going to go to the dogs. Well, actually the hounds. On last week's show, I mentioned that Clarence Todd wrote Chicken Opera. Pianist, vocalist, and songwriter Clarence Todd lived on Phillips Street in New Orleans, and that's just about all we know of his life. At some point, he made his way to New York and was part of quite a few recording sessions during the 1920s and early 30s, the first for OK with Clarence Williams on May 10, 1924. In 1925, Todd and banjo player Buddy Christian accompanied clarinetist Buster Bailey on his first two sides, when he was still billed as William Bailey. Todd often billed himself as Shufflin' Sam, and is heard in groups including the Clarence Williams Dixie Washboard Band and the Bluegrass Footwarmers, as well as his own Shaky Todd and Holland Trio, although no one knows who Holland was. Todd's best-known tune is probably Ooh, Looka There, Ain't She Pretty, performed by Fats Waller and his rhythm. Todd, Fats, and James B. Johnson collaborated on songs for the 1928 Broadway show Keep Shufflin', with lyrics by Henry Creamer and Andy Razaf. Todd's last appearance on record was in 1934. Here are three from Clarence Todd.
They don't do nothing different. They walk in babies from home.
There you have three notable recordings from Clarence Todd. We started the set with Cakewalking Babies from Home, written by Chris Smith, Henry Troy, and Clarence Williams. That was the vocal duet of Clarence Todd and Alberta Hunter with the Red Onion Jazz Babies, December 23, 1924. On the label of Jeanette 5627, Todd was credited as Todd and Hunter as Beatty. one of her pseudonyms, others being May Alex, Alberta Prime, and Josephine Beatty, the name of her deceased half-sister. That recording was issued on more than a half dozen other labels, including the Australian XX label, where it was credited to Carrots Kale and his Beetroots, B-E-A-T.
That's silly!
Yes, it most certainly is. Cakewalking Babies was followed by one of only two sides made by the Clarence Williams-led group, the Jamaica Jazzers. You Don't Know My Mind Blues, written by Williams, Sam Gray, and Virginia Liston. OK 40117 was recorded around May 10, 1924. The Jamaica Jazzers were Fats Waller on piano, Justin Ring on wood blocks, and duo kazooists Clarence Williams and Clarence Todd. We finished up our little tribute to Clarence Todd with Jazz It Blues, also known as Jazz Me Blues. That was the Alabama Jug Band on Decca 7041, from Clarence Todd's last known recording session, October 3, 1934. Willie the Lion Smith was at the 88s, Banjo Ikey Robinson on, well, banjo, and Floyd Casey was strumming the washboard. The scat vocal group was made up of Clarence Williams, Hambone Jackson, and Clarence Todd, known as the Ham and Cabbage Trio.
That's silly!
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I failed to credit Canadian singer, musician, and actor Jackie Hunter as the vocalist with Jack Jackson's band on the show's first record, Song of the Trees. So, in order to try and make up for that slight, here he is again to start off this segment about buttons.
With you, you do. You don't want one who's away the whole of the day and half the night. You must have someone who'll sit and chat a little bit by candlelight. Someone to sew your buttons on. Someone who's always happy and makes you happy because she's happy with you. Thank you.
didn't you? Oh, well, if you didn't, then why didn't you? It was such a dandy ball. Just last night they had a celebration way down in Cohen Falls. Everybody came, had the time of their young lives. You should see the style they were eating with their knives. Even fathers danced with all the children's wives, for it was a wonderful affair. They were dancing, they were prancing at the buttonhole maker's ball. And then they asked Abe Cohen, would he sing a solo? He said that he was forced, but I think it was a stall. And the needle played his fiddle, they could not see round the hall. They had everything you could and eat from soup to nuts. Things were picking up, I guess, because they all smoked. But they were fakers, operators, at the buttonhole makers. A lady tried to dance, but she fell and lost her chance at the buttonhole makers' ball. It was such a swell affair. Everybody was there, the Korns, the Rosinskis, the Shablonskis, everybody. You should have seen Mrs. Korn. She was dressed to kill. Well, why shouldn't she be? Her husband's a butcher. Such drinks were prescribed, too. They tried me a mixed drink there, had everything in it but the license. And then there was a fight. A tough guy threw a bottle in Korn and hit him right in the nose. It's a good thing it hit him, too, because if it didn't, it would have went right through the window. They were dancing, they were prancing at the buttonhole maker's ball. Why, it was grand, the band played Yankee Doodle Dixie. It nearly was a ball, and they played a beautiful J.T. Rosen. And his cousin had a fight outside the hall. Jakey said, don't take my shoes and I will stab you in the chest. But his cousin said, go on, you couldn't even cut the vest. It was rotten, good for nothing. At the buttonhole makers, they had policemen there to protect the silver there. At the buttonhole makers' ball.
Someone hangs around you, please button up your heart. I have your affection, still when we're apart. I mean for my protection, please button up your heart. I want nobody creeping in there. When you're out some night, my love sleeping in there, locked up tight. All right, 'cause I'll be your Aladdin from the very start. Just let your mind that in, then button up your heart. Thank you.
We started this button set with Jackie Hunter, backed by Jack Jackson and his orchestra, singing about having someone to sew your buttons on. HMV BD-129 was recorded February 8, 1935. Someone to Sew Your Buttons On was written by Clifford Gray and Noel Gay for the show Jack o' Diamonds. Next was vaudevillian George L. Thompson at the Buttonhole Maker's Ball, written by Howard Johnson, Alex Gerber, and Jack Glogau. That's on Rec 78, number 5488. I don't have an exact date for that, or any U.S. Rex records for that matter, but they were manufactured between 1914 and 1917. Fun fact, in 2016, New York Magazine published an article titled The 100 Jokes That Shaped Modern Comedy, and noted that although Jews make up only 2% of the U.S. population, 50% of the jokes were written or performed by Jews, or referenced Judaism or traits associated with it. George L. Thompson's best-known recording, Cohen on the Telephone, they called the definitive Jewish vaudeville monologue. We buttoned up this button set with the Ipana Troubadours and Button Up Your Heart, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. Paul Small was the vocalist, and all three takes from November 11, 1930, were issued on Columbia 2340-D. Last week, April 22nd, marked the birth in 1872 in County Wicklow, Ireland, of piper, singer, and poet John Nolan. He emigrated to the U.S. around 1898, where he settled in Boston and performed as John Nolan until about 1912. When he began using the name Sean O'Nolan, perhaps because it sounded a wee bit more Irish. He had a birthday segment a couple of years ago, so I'll refer you to the archives for his biographical information, and as then, it probably wouldn't be a great idea to play three records in a row by Sean O'Nolan, so here's one to start off a cuckoo segment. Thank you.
I'm in love, I'm in love. Three times I'm in love. Oh boy, some girl, she's got my brain awhirl. I can't eat and I can't sleep, she's all I'm thinking of. When she's about, I stand right up and shout, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, I'm crazy for you. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. I tear my hair, but you don't care, what else can I do? How I rave, love I crave, when we kiss I can't behave. Those eyes, those nose, they're driving me wild. Your style, your clothes, I'm putting it mild. I don't know what it is you've got, but what you've got I want a lot. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. I'm so shy, oh so shy, when she passes by. Oh boy, some thrill, my heart just won't keep still. My, oh my, I'd just die if she should catch my eye. And day by day, she's going to hear me say, you're wonderful, I'm crazy for you. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. Oh, can't you see? So what can I do? You're not small, you're not tall, but what you've got, it makes them fall. Those eyes, those lips, they're driving me mad. Those thighs, them hips, I'm getting in bad shape. I kissed you once, I couldn't stop, and then I tried to fight a cop. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. You're wonderful, you're marvelous, I'm crazy for you. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. Oh, can't you see, I'm up a tree, so what can I do? You're not small, you're not tall, but what you've got, it makes them fall. Those eyes, those lips, they're driving me mad. Those thighs, them hips, I'm getting in bad shape. One little kiss, and then good night, you've got a kick like dynamite. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo.
Wonder you don't feel it. I love you so much, my eyes reveal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without you. I'm telling you, I love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it.
We started this Cuckoo set with a couple of tunes by Sean O'Nolan. The Cuckoo's Nest, COOCOO, and The Tailor's Thimble from Columbia's Green Label Foreign Series, number 33081-F. I've played You've Simply Got Me Cuckoo in 2002 and 2006, both times by Kaplan's Melodists, but after Sean O'Nolan, you heard brothers Irving and Jack Kaufman, credited as Irvings and Jackson, on the label of Cameo 460, with their September 1923 version. You've Simply Got Me Cuckoo was written by Walter Hirsch and Jesse Greer. We finished up with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra and Scrappy Lambert, credited on the label of Banner 0730 as Ralph Haynes, with I Love You So Much, from June 10, 1930. So, what does that have to do with being cuckoo? Well, I Love You So Much was written by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby for the RKO radio picture, The Cuckoos.
That's silly!
I'm the Cuckoo Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. One of my favorite movies of all time is W.C. Fields' It's a Gift, featuring Charles Sellon as Mr. Muckle, the blind man. Not only is Mr. Muckle blind, but he's very hard of hearing and carries around an ear trumpet. The ear trumpet, for use by the partially deaf, dates back to 1634, with commercial production of the analog device beginning in 1800 in London. Until the other day, if someone had asked me when the electrical hearing aid came into being, I probably would have guessed sometime in the 1940s with the advent of transistors. But I now know that on this very day, April 27th, all the way back in 1880, Francis Clark and M.G. Foster were granted U.S. patent number 226902 for their electrical device for aiding the deaf to hear. And I'd like for you to hear these three rapidly rotating records about hearing.
Throw myself away. though it wasn't told to me, still I heard. Ba-ba-da-da-da, I heard.
Well?
Yes, I heard.
What?
Though they didn't bust to me, still I heard. Still I heard it.
Now he said that she said, but he didn't say where she got it. And they said that he said that the law was gonna stop it.
I heard.
Well?
Yes, I heard.
What?
Though it wasn't told to me, still I heard.
Oh, boys, listen to that Clem. Boy, he's whipping a mean piano to Eddie.
Tell me you believe this. Now, how'd you get to know about it?
Oh, man, I heard.
I know, but how'd you find out?
Well, I just heard.
Yeah, but you don't really think it's true.
Every word.
Well, tell me now, what'd the poor girl do?
Oh, I just heard.
Oh, boy, that can't be true.
Don't be absurd, man. Most girls do.
Yeah, I know, but who told you?
Oh, well, now, you take them birds in the spring, or them little rabbits. They think of one thing in the spring, is their habits.
They got nasty little habits.
And I heard.
Yeah, so did I.
So you heard,
but
too?
But it's a lie, boy.
Oh, well, they go named after you.
Mm-hmm. So I heard.
You just heard I Heard, written by Don Redman. You've heard it on the show by Al Boley, the Mills Brothers, and Chick Bullock's Levee Loungers. But there you heard a terrific version by Billy Cotton and his band on British Regal 78 MR653, made in London on August 27, 1932. Singing were Cyril Grantham and two others, and speaking were Cyril Grantham and Ellis Jackson, trombonist in the band. Before that, cornetist Johnny Dunn with his composition, You've Never Heard the Blues. Well, I guess you have now. Accompanying Johnny were Samuel Speed on banjo and Leroy Tibbs on piano. Columbia 124-D was recorded April 11, 1924. Johnny Dunn had a birthday segment in 2022, but he'll have another in February. I last played it in 2011, but we started this Audible set with Marion Harris and When I Hear That Jazz Band Play. Miss Harris was backed by King's Orchestra, directed by Edward T. King. Victor 18398 was recorded July 18, 1917. When I Hear That Jazz Band Play was composed by Dave Stamper, with the words by Gene Buck. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Clarence Todd had his own segment to start off the show, but in looking for records by Clarence Todd, I came across the one that's going to start off this segment. There are lots of records by hounds, such as Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds, the Missouri Jazz Hounds, and Leona Williams and her Jazz Hounds, But here's a set of rapidly rotating records about hounds.
Nobody else. I put it up. rifle and a Gatling gun. I done bought myself a razor, a rifle and a Gatling gun. Gonna cut her if she stands, and I'm gonna shoot her if she runs.
Bass player and guitarist Jimmy Rivard and his Oklahoma Playboys with Fox and the Hounds from Bluebird 6753, made October 22, 1936. Jimmy Rivard was born in Oklahoma in 1909, but his Western Swing Band was founded in 1935 in San Antonio, Texas, where it became one of the most popular swing bands in the Southwest, and was heard regularly on WOAI San Antonio. You'll be hearing more from Jimmy Rivard on the November 30th show. Before that, Hudson Whitaker, better known as Tampa Red, accompanying himself on guitar, with Thomas Dorsey on piano, and Red's composition, Georgia Hound Blues. Vocalion 1654 was recorded in Chicago on February 6, 1931. We started this Hound Dog set with Charleston Hound on Harmony 248-H by the Bluegrass Foot Warmers, an outfit led by Clarence Williams, which recorded four sides in June of 1926, two on the 16th, including Charleston Hound, and two on the 21st, including How Could I Be Blue, with incidental talking by Clarence Todd. Charleston Hound was written by Clarence Williams and Fats Waller and was heard in a show called Tantown Topics, starring Ethel Waters. It opened at the Plantation, a New York roof club over the Winter Garden Theater, on June 23, 1925. Tantown Topics had a cast of 14, including eight Plantation Beauties, also known as the Octet of Plantation Steppers. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.